Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on 1 minute and take a break as we wait for Josh Davis to call. He's actually traveling to UFC 202 and at the airport now. There's a lot to talk about, so let's take a break and come on back.
Your days at the newsstand are over. Scrap Fight Magazine brings all the world's mixed martial arts action to your computer with a click of a mouse. Read articles, interviews, and feature pieces from some of the world's most respected fight journalists, and get the lowdown on the biggest MMA events and fighters from across the globe. And because Scrap is digital, you'll have full access to the integrated audio and video segments. So subscribe now at www.scrapfightmag.com and get your scrap on.
All right, as we're still waiting for Josh Davis to call in. There's a lot happening. There was a melee, basically, that happened at a presser this week that had to deal with UFC 202. The bad blood here, or the fight hype, is just really, it's really interesting. It's really interesting that, you know, it's transpiring like this. Some people think it's a turnoff. Some people think it's meant to sell tickets. Before we actually start the show, I want to send my condolences to Chael Sonnen and his family for the loss of his daughter. It's a very, very, very tough time in any parent's life for something to happen to their child, let alone for a child to pass. And we at the show here would like to send our condolences to him. That being said, like I said, we're still waiting for Josh to call in. He's at the airport right now trying to get to 202. I know we're going to have a weigh-in, which should actually be fireworks as well, too. And, you know, it's just crazy looking forward to this particular event tomorrow. As everybody knows, Nate Diaz did win the first fight. Hold on one moment. Here he is, the editor at the MMA Corner and Scrap Fight Magazine, Mr. Josh Davis. Cleared security, huh, brother?
No. In fact, the line is still so long that I just trucked back through the airport, came outside to get to a place where I could do this interview, and now I will just hang out, wrap to you for a little minute, and then go back in and try and muscle through security. DIA is always crazy.
Yeah, man, no doubt about it. I've already sent our condolences to Chael and his family. But that being said, you know, past that, how crazy is it for 202 as far as what's going on in the aftermath of the melee that they had yesterday or the day before?
Well, you know, I think the melee that they had the other day is going to have bigger fallout than what people, you know, initially thought, especially if Nick and the rest of Nate's crew are not going to be allowed to be in his corner. You know, your corner is very, very, very important. And if the guys that you've been preparing with aren't able to be in there to corner you, it's, you know, certainly going to change things.
Right. And is that going to be the penalty that they're going to put in place?
Well, they've already told Nate that Nick and one of his other cornermen who threw one of the water bottles cannot be in Nate's corner. And then in addition to that, you know, they apparently injured a kid pretty good when the bottle hit him in the corner of the eye. And so I imagine there's going to be a lawsuit that goes along with this.
Which kid did they injure?
You know, it was a spectator who was there. I don't know the kid's name. Obviously, he's under 18, so they're not releasing that kind of stuff. But, you know, it was a kid who was there with his dad trying to enjoy the event.
All right. I get that part, and it's unfortunate that, you know, this is the bad part and the bad side of the sport, but Nate wasn't the only one that was throwing bottles. Connor threw bottles as well, too. You know, and he didn't throw a plastic bottle. He actually threw a can an aluminum can.
Yeah, they're all culpable. They're all, you know, I don't know that there's any evidence of who specifically threw the exact bottle that hit this kid in the face, but they're all culpable. I think all of them are going to end up suffering because of this. And, you know, to be honest, it was just a flat-out dumb move. You know, I get hype in the fight, and you're amped, and you're a couple days away, and you wanna get down, and Nate was upset that Connor showed up 25 minutes late, all that kind of stuff, but you still can't start throwing stuff. You know, you can't start throwing punches, you can't start throwing glass, you can't start throwing plastic bottles, you can't throw anything.
Yeah. You know.
You can't do that.
I mean, it's crazy. And you have a child who's here with his father trying to enjoy an event. He gets hurt in this particular melee. And what perception does he have of this sport after that, if I just may ask? You know what I mean? You don't know how all this stuff is going to turn out. It could be one thing. And now, like I said, like you alluded to, there could be some legal action here and other penalties, you know, that go along with this particular thing. That's crazy. That's just crazy. This is the dark side of the sport. This is what everybody was saying the sport eventually will always come down to: non-professionalism, backyard brawl, nonsense that, you know, this is all the sport could ever do. The UFC has tried to clean it up, but they've also tried to, you know, capitalize on this hype as well, too, to sell tickets, which is bad. Which is bad, you know.
It's very bad. Very bad.
It's crazy.
All right, so I'm just going to give everyone a warning. I am going to start making my way back through the airport, so if it does get a little loud in the background, I apologize.
No doubt about it. Really quick, what other news are we missing out there?
You know, honestly, the UFC has not broken any major news this week. You know, there's still the speculation. Okay, so Dana White came out and said that Tyron Woodley's next fight is going to be against Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. Stephen gets the title shot. Well, Tyron has come out and said that he's not signing that contract, that his next fight is not going to be against Mr. Thompson. Now, why is this important? Dana White says that that's what you're doing, so that's what you're doing, right? Not exactly. Remember. So, remember when Tyron Woodley was promised a title shot after Johnny Hendricks made weight? Dana White tried numerous times to get him to fight, you know, tried to force him to fight. And Tyron just kept saying, nope, you told me I was getting a title shot. I'm waiting for a title shot. What happened? He waited long enough. He got his title shot, and he capitalized on it. So I think Tyron will sit out as long as he possibly can until the UFC basically says either fight Stephen Thompson or lose your title, or the UFC will give him Nick Diaz or GSP, both of whom have said that they would happily fight Mr. Woodley.
Right. Well,
so it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Wonderboy's earned a title shot. You know, it's ironic that Tyron, who was in that position on the other side of the fence, has lost has forgotten how it felt when it happened to him, should I say. you know.
Exactly.
And for him to deny Wonder Boy that title shot, it stings a lot. You know, I'll be honest with you, it stings a lot. But he's the champ now, and he can make certain decisions that may come back and bite him really, really, really bad, you know, when it comes to when it comes to fighting. You know, he could lose his title very, very, very quickly, you know. And then he's, where is he? Where is he? He's back to basically where he started, so to speak. You know?
Yep. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Right back at the bottom of the hill, right where he started from, coming in after losing the Strikeforce title to Nate Marquardt.
You know, and that's really, really, really bad. You know, some point in time, you got to play ball a little bit, you know?
Yes. Yes.
You really do.
Absolutely.
It seems like he's not perceptive to that. So, I don't know. I really don't know at this particular time, to be quite honest with you. You know, it's touch and go because there's so much that's happening in the UFC and you know, how it's happening that it's crazy, really. You know, it truly is.
And there's so much that's still in flux and limbo because of new ownership and everyone trying to figure out how things are going to work out, how things are going to play moving forward, so on and so forth. So there's still a lot of moving parts, and people don't know where they're moving to.
Right. It's crazy.
It is.
It really is.
It is.
It's crazy. Yeah.
But I will tell you this.
Very.
While I am at the event this weekend, I plan on getting some answers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. You know.
Well, I think everyone who listens to this show, everyone who follows all of us in media, that kind of stuff, we need to ask these questions. We need to find out what the UFC is doing, where they're going, what their plan is. It's a must. All right. I'm going to have to put you on hold for a second. I apologize.
Sure. We'll take another break. Come on back.
Your days at the newsstand are over. Scrap Fight Magazine brings all the world's mixed martial arts action to your computer with a click of a mouse. Read articles, interviews, and feature pieces from some of the world's most respected fight journalists and get the lowdown on the biggest MMA events and fighters from across the globe. And because Scrap is digital, you'll have full access to the integrated audio and video segments. So subscribe now at www.scrapfightmag.com and get your scrap on.
All right, we're still waiting for Josh to come back. We can end this conversation, but, you know, it's a crazy weekend.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You don't play around with the IA security.
Oh, yeah.
They are no nonsense. Yeah, you don't play around here unless you want to spend some time here. So I have to do exactly what I'm told, when I'm told, how I'm told to do it.
We all been there, brother. So really quick, is there any other news besides that we're actually looking at, or you know, is this really the focus, 202, the focus right now?
This is the focus. This is the focus. All right, I'm going to have to put you back on hold. I apologize.
Sure.
I'm being instructed. Hold on.
I wait for Josh to come back. You know, this is a very, very intense fight card what you have on the prelims. You know, three exciting fights. The feature fight is Magny versus Larkin on Fight Pass, which I'm very surprised about because I think this is a FS1 prelim fight. But that's what you have there. then you know, you have Pennington versus Phillips on FS1, and the feature fight on FS1 is you know, Garbrandt versus Mazuzaki. Yes, Takeda Mazuzaki. And then the main event, you have five stellar fights with Tim Means on the card. You have Lim versus Mike Perry. You have Story versus Cerrone, which is a fight I'm really looking forward to at 70. You have the co-main event, Anthony Johnson versus Glover Teixeira for literally the next title shot at 205. And then you have the main event, Diaz versus McGregor. So the card is really a decent card. You know, this card really would have shined, quite frankly, if this was UFC 200, just based on the performance of the card. But this card is a stellar card. And, you know, when Josh gets back, we will definitely get his thoughts on the fight card. We're just waiting for him to call back now. Obviously, he's at the airport, and he had to get off his phone, check through security, and put some things in place. But fight fans, that's as live as our show comes. You know, we come to you every different angle, every different place, to make sure that here at Knuckle Up, we get you the best news and information the best way we can. So that being said, we're just simply waiting for Josh to call back into the show so we can get his predictions. And then UFC 202. Yeah. And some other news that we found out. There have been some cuts in other organizations that we'll actually talk about next week and some other things. But the real focus right now is 202. They are having a live press conference at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 2 p.m. West Coast time, which, like I said, should be an absolute barn burner, with live weigh-ins starting at 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. West Coast time. So everything is really, really, really everything is really focused on 202 this weekend and how they basically put everything in place. So like I said, once we I had something in my throat. But once we get Josh back, we'll get his predictions, and then we'll be able to move forward. We'll hold on right now and take another ad from our sponsor at Scrap Fight Magazine.
Your days at the newsstand are over. Scrap Fight Magazine brings all the world's mixed martial arts action to your computer with a click of a mouse. Read articles, interviews, and feature pieces from some of the world's most respected fight journalists, and get the lowdown on the biggest MMA events and fighters from across the globe. And because Scrap is digital, you'll have full access to the integrated audio and video segments. So subscribe now at www.scrapfightmag.com and get your scrap on.
All right, and he's back.
I apologize, listening world. They made me hang up the phone so they could run me through the machine and make sure that I'm bomb-proof.
Definitely all good.
Yes,
just
yes,
talk about
yes.
The card a little bit. You know, the feature fight on the prelims, you have Magny versus Larkin. How do you see that fight?
You know, this is a huge fight for Neil Magny, especially coming off the victory over Hector Lombard. This is the opportunity for Neil to prove that he really does belong with the elite level fighters of the 170-pound division. So this is, you know, really a must-win fight for him. But if he wants to get past gatekeeper status, he's got to win this fight. And I've seen some of his training. I was at elevation watching him get down. He's ready to go. I think if he fights the way he is capable of fighting, then yes, I think Neil Magny will win this fight. But if he gets caught slipping, again, Lorenz Larkin is such a dynamic fighter. He can put you out with his feet. He can put you out with his fists. he comes at you from different angles. So Neil's got to really be on his toes to get this fight. But I think Neil's going to do it.
All right, let's move around here. Move up to FS1 prelims. Pennington versus Phillips.
You know, I go back and forth on this fight, but I really like Phillips. I got to be honest, other than the fact that I like what I see with the kid, I have no other reason for picking him. But I do think he's going to get it done.
Yeah. Phillips or Raquel Pennington? Elizabeth Phillips or Raquel Pennington?
Pennington. Yeah, you know I got Raquel.
Raquel. I think she just fought a lot more quality talent in her fight career than Phillips has. So,
and
it's going
still,
to be interesting.
I mean, Raquel's still young in the sport. People forget about that, you know. She's fought a lot of people quickly, and she's fought, you know, the best that the sport had to offer. Like, she fought Kat Zingano right off the bat, you know. She's not had any easy fights, you know. And so Raquel is still growing. She is still coming into her own. And, yeah, I like what Raquel is doing. I really like what I see out of her. I like her growth. I like her hands. I think she is going to be a force to reckon with in the coming years. I think she wins this fight.
Okay, no doubt about it. Mazugaki versus Garber.
I'm going with Cody in this one. You know, I love Mazugaki. He's a stud, but Cody's the real deal right now. He hits hard. He knocks people out at that weight class. He's got a lot of speed. No, he's not on Dominic Cruz's level, but he's the real deal. And yeah, I look for him to get another KO or TKO in this.
No doubt about it. Let's move all the way up. Story versus Cerrone.
I go back and forth on this fight. Story should win this fight, okay? He's got better wrestling. He should be able to take Donald down and control this fight on the ground. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he will. You know, with Donald's style and everything, Donald could easily goat him into trying to get into a striking battle. And if that's the case, Cerrone has a real good chance of winning this fight because Story does not have the striking capability to compete with Donald. If Donald can, you know, frustrate Rick and keep this fight standing, I definitely think that he can get it done. But again, Rick should win this fight. He's bigger. He's stronger. He should be able to get the takedown, control the fight on the ground. I'm still going Cerrone.
All right. Cool. Co-main event, Johnson versus Teixeira.
This is Rumble's fight all night long. We're looking at the older version and the younger version. They're the same style of fighter. You know, they both have great stand-up. They both have underrated grappling, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, that kind of stuff. But left to their own devices, they're going to stand and throw punches until someone goes to sleep. I think Anthony is younger, stronger, hits harder, he's faster. I think Rumble puts Teixeira to sleep in the middle of the first or the early part of the second.
Okay. Diaz versus McGregor.
You know, McGregor has all the tools to win this fight. You know, he's certainly skilled enough to get it done. He's just not going to. Nate is bigger, stronger. Nate can absorb his punches. Nate can eat everything that Conor dishes out. Conor can't do the same thing. And because of that, it's going to be a very, very similar fight to the first. No, Conor's not going to gas so early, but he's still going to gas. He's still going to throw everything that he has at Nate with every punch. And yeah, this is, I think it's going to be more of the same. I think Nate beats him again.
Well, the thing about
now,
this
the money
fight is the fact that Conor, go ahead, finish with the money, and I'll put my two pieces in.
You know, I just,
I don't know how Conor wins this fight. You know, it's all about the money for Conor. But I will say this. The money thing to do is for Nate to lose this fight and let him have a trilogy.
Yeah, you know, that could be possible. But with all these antics and what just happened with this weekend and how everything shakes out, you know, with this whole melee, they may not want to take that liability. You know, Conor may be on his last leg with them, with his antics and everything. To my point, Conor McGregor has always been the fighter that gets under people's skin, has always been able to do the psychological warfare with them to get them off their game. But no matter how calm Conor is, every time I see him, Nate Diaz is in his mind. He was in his mind when he lost. He was in his mind to push and lobby for this fight. Nate is in his mind. And Conor's not just fighting. He's not only just fighting to win this fight. He's fighting to get his mojo back. He's fighting to get his respect. You see what I mean? But the problem is, Nate Diaz has fought some of the best in the industry at 55. And so for him to come up and, you know, come up to 55 and take something from Nate is going to be very, 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 very difficult, in my opinion. Now, but it's happened. The trash talking is now reversed. You know, Conor has an adverse reaction to Nate Diaz. And, you know, you can't BS a BSer. And the Diaz brothers have had the ability throughout their fight career to be able to do that. Point being, we've always seen it. Fighters come in, if they come in too emotional, they're going to blow everything. And I think Conor right now is just too emotional to get in here and tear this kid's head off, and he's right in his space. He can't see everything. Last point that I'm going to make, Nate Diaz beat him without a training camp, even though the UFC tried to say, oh, he was training. He came right out and said he wasn't training, and he still beat him. Now Nate is training, and Nate is not just training for anybody. Nate Diaz is training for Conor McGregor, looking at his weaknesses, looking at tape, putting things in place. I'm telling you right now, I honestly believe if the Nate Diaz that beat Donald Cerrone shows up, he's going to knock Conor out in the first or second round.
You know, I agree. And here's the other thing that, you know, people forget. Conor's made this personal for Nate now, and because of that, Nate's taking it seriously. And when Nate takes things seriously, other people suffer. And I think Conor's going to be the one suffering.
Yes. You know, and like that's what he's paying attention. And like I said, if the Nate Diaz that shows up that beat Donald Cerrone shows up and he's that focused, I think it's going to be a short night for Conor. I really do. I really do. You know, Nate has ground, and he has that box, and that's a different ball game than somebody else. People can say, oh, yeah, well, Conor was beating him in the first round. Well, yeah, you just jump into a fight without training. But what? Nate took everything he had. He didn't put him out. You know what I mean? He didn't put him out.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's what I expect to happen. Will it happen? It's the fight game. I don't know. You know, but that's why these fights have to happen.
And that's why we watch, because it is the fight game and anything can happen. And here's the deal. Regardless of what happens, win or lose for Conor, you have to respect what he is doing. He is doing things that every other fighter in this industry has been afraid to do. Okay, he doesn't care what weight class. He doesn't care about any of that stuff. He just wants to be the best in the world. He's like BJ Penn fighting Lyoto Machida at 205 pounds. He doesn't care. It's all about, I want to test myself, I want to be the best in the world. So you have to respect what he's trying to do. Again, I think Nate's going to beat him, but you know, honestly, I love Conor for everything that he's doing here.
No doubt about it. That being said, brother, I want to thank you for taking the time through airport security and everything to come on the show. Don't forget, for this or any other episode, go to Play Marketplace and download the free Sports Action Network mobile app. Check out the latest issue of Scrap Fight Magazine at scrapfightmag.com. For the latest news and information, go to The MMA Corner. That's TheMMACorner.com. Everybody stay knuckled up, and we will talk next week.